Today's daf is Makos Daf Yotes. Today's share is sponsored by Glenn and Nellie Bachner on the occasion of the yard site of Nellie's father, Joshua Neiman Yeshua Tzvi Ben Yecheskel Zichrono Levrach, on his yard site in the Shamash Shev and Aliyah from the Schuss for our learning. And we thank the Bachners very much for the sponsorship. It is also, once again, sponsored by Avishai and Eli Sheva Neumann, the Schuss for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Baschaya. They should both have a for Shlema B'soch Shar Chola Yisrael. So we are holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Chesam Beis. Today we're going to be learning Daf Yud Tes, and we're in the middle of a discussion about Bikurim, the Hanukkah of the Bikurim, the Kriya of the Bikurim, what's Ma'akev, what is not Ma'akev. We're going to discuss a little bit about the Tanufa, the waving of the Bikurim. The Gemara is going to talk about how a Zar is only Chayiv Misa for eating Bikurim once it's brought into the Beis HaMikdash, once there is a sense of Re'iyas Pnei HaBayis. We're going to talk about who does and does not do the Mikra Bikurim. We're going to derive from a Hekish between Bechor and Maaser Sheni how Bechor only applies Bizman HaBayis, so too Maaser Sheni should therefore only apply Bizman HaBayis. And the Gemara, that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalava or Kitchel L'Shaita V'lo Kitchel L'Asalava. Do we assume that we still have the Kedushas HaMikdash on the Makum HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh, and that's going may have an impact on a number of halachos that relate to Mikdash and whether they still apply Bizman HaZeh. That's also going to bring the Gemara into a discussion about some limitation about learning through a Hekish, learning about Hegdish through a Hekish. Can you, there is a rule in Kadshim that you're not allowed to, something that itself is derived from a Hekish cannot then go and teach through another Hekish. So we're going to try to figure out what exactly the rules are, meaning what if one of the items along the line are about Hekdish, are about Kadshim, and the other one is not about Kachim. So is it limited to this rule of no double Hekish, or is it not limited to this rule of no double Hekish? Then the Gemara is going to talk about a Tamei person eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and a Tahor person eating Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, how each of those is an Isser for which you get Malkus, and we're going to try to figure out what the source is for each of those Isurim, and that's what the majority of Amud Beis is about. Those two Isurim relating to Maaser Sheni, a Tamei person eating, or eating Tamei Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and a Tahor person eating regular Tahor Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. So we left off at my Rabbi Yehuda. So we are we're in the middle of discussing. We're in the middle of discussing the idea of Kriya and Hanacha, which is Ma'akev and which is not Ma'akev, and we had a Machlokas Tanaim about each one. So the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara now is going to discuss where do we have this shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and we're about four lines before the lines get wide. So where Rabbi Yehuda holds that hanacha of the bikurim, meaning the placing of the fruits in the azara next to the mizbeach, is not ma'akev. So my Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find that Rabbi Yehuda holds such a shita that the hanacha of the bikurim is not ma'akev? Detanya, because we have a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says when it says in the parshas of bikurim, Vihinachto Zotnufa. Even though it says the term Vihinachto, which sounds like it means placing it next to the Mizbeach, what it actually means is the waving of the Bikurim, that the Bailim and the Kohen take the Bikurim and they wave it to the Arba Ruchos Olam, their Mala, their Morid. So that's what Vihinachto really means. Atomer Zotnufa, Oeinu Ela Hanacha Mamish. Are you sure? Meaning the word Vihinachto sounds like it means Hanacha, not just the waving it around. So Keshu Omer, when the Pasuk says in the earlier part of the parsha, Vihi Nicho, it already spoke about Hare Anocha Amor, it already spoke about Anocha. So Amani Mekayim Vihi Nachto, so then why does it repeat the word Vihi Nachto? It already said Vihi Nicho, so Zu Tnufa. Must be that that's a reference to Tnufa. So now Rabbi Yehuda darshins the second Hanacha about Tnufa. It turns out that there aren't two psukim about Hanacha. And one of the rules in learning Torah Shabbatah from Torah Shabbichsav is that in order to make something ma'akev, you need shana alavakas of la'akev. You need the Torah to say it twice in order to determine that such a halacha is ma'akev. But it turns out, the way Rabbi Yehuda darshins, hanacha is only mentioned once. The second time that we think it's mentioned, it's really relating to tenufa, and therefore hanacha is not ma'akev. So that's why, that's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda. Uman tana de palagalei de Rabbi Yehuda, and who's the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and holds that Hanacha is Ma'akev, and probably therefore must hold that both times it says Hanacha in the Parsha, it really means Hanacha and it's not about Tnufa. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that must be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. D'tanya, V'lokach HaKohen Atena Miyadecha. Pasuk says the Kohen takes the basket from your hand. Limir al Bikurim Shutun and Tnufa. That's the Pasuk that teaches me Tnufa. Oh, once that Pasuk is teaching me Tnufa, both V'inicho and V'inachto can both be talking about Hanacha. So there you have, Shana Lavakasuv, La'akev. Limir al Bikurim Shutun and Tnufa. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, that's the Pasuk that teaches me Tnufa, and therefore we have two psukim to teach Hanacha, and that's why we're able to determine that Hanacha is in fact Ma'akev. My time is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. How does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov darshan from the pasuk of Lokach HaKohen Atena Miyadecha that's waving? Where does it say anything about waving in that pasuk? So Asya Yad Yad Mishlamin. He learns it from Gzeres Shava of Tnufa. From Tnufa of Bikurim from Tnufa of Shlamin, because the term Yad is used in both contexts. Ksiv Hacha, it says by Bikurim V'locha Chakoyin Atene Miyadecha, Uksiv, and by Karmen Shlamin it says Yadav Tiviena Es Ishe Hashem, and it goes up. That pasuk says explicitly Lahanifisa Tnufa, to then wave the Tnufa. So from the Gzeres Shavu we learn Bikurim also must require a Tnufa, and not only do we learn that there's a requirement of Tnufa, we learn the specifics of the requirement. Ma Kan Kohen, just like by Bikurim it's a Kohen, Avla Alon, so to by Shlamin the Kohen is the one that does Tnufa. Umala Alon, and just like by the Karmen Shlamim, Bailim, the Bailim does the Tnufa, Afkan, so to by the Bikurim, Bailim, it's the Bailim that does the Tnufa. So Aketad, wait, so who does it? Is it the Bailim or is it the Kohen? So Meniach Kohen Yado Tachaside Bailim, Umeinif. No, what you see from there is that they both do it together. The Kohen puts his hands under the hands of the Bailim, and then together they are Meinif. So probably it doesn't mean, the Rashi writes, not directly under the hands of the Bailim. The Bailim is on one edge of the Kli, and the Kohen is under the Kli. I mean, the Bailim holds it around the sides of the Kli, and the Kohen holds it under the Kli. However, other Rishonim, the Ritva suggests that he actually is Mamish Tachas Yad Bailim. It says, V'lokach HaKohen, it's not a Chatzitza, because their hands are considered to be sort of merged together. It's like a Min B'mino Eino Chotzeitz. So even though the Kohen is supposed to be taking it, and how he's not really holding the Kli, if he's only touching the Bailim's hands, but nevertheless, that's considered as if he's holding the Kli. It's as if he's not, it's as if there's no Chatzitza between them. So the Kedusha of Bikurim is similar to the Kedusha of Truma, meaning the halach is that just like a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma, a Zar, a non-Kohen who eats Bikurim, is Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. So the Gemara is going to discuss now, when does that Kedusha begin? When does that Iser for a non-Kohen and that Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim for a non-Kohen, at what point in the Bikurim process does it begin? So Amar Rava Bar Ada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bikurim Me'emas at what point would you be chayiv misa bidei shemayim for eating bikurim if you are not a kohen mishayiru pnei abayis, when the fruits go into the azara of the Beis HaMikdash? Says Gemara, Keman, which Tana is this assuming like? So Kiai Tana, we must be assuming like the following Tana. Detanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, bikurim that are brought to the Beis HaMikdash but aren't totally in, that are miktsasan b'chutz, miktsasan b'fnim, that are partially in the Beis HaMikdash, partially outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Shebechutz harein kechulin l'chol devrayim. Whatever fruits are still outside, they have a status of chulin. Shebefnim harein kegdish l'chol devrayim. But whatever has already made it inside now has the status of hegdish. So you see that before Ries Pnei Avayis, it's chulin, that there is no, it sounds like there's no iser achila whatsoever for a zar before it makes it inside. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in Derech Amunah that as soon as you're miyachid the peros and you call it a shame bikurim, it already has some level of kedushas bikurim in the sense that it's asaba achila, and you're certainly in violation of an asay. When we say it's kechulin l'chol devrayim, it means legabe misa bidei shemayim, meaning you're not going to be chayv misa like a zar who eats truma, but certainly it's not really like chulin. You can't just eat up all your bikurim before they make their way to the Beis HaMikdash. Certainly it's a violation of something to consume your Bikurim before you bring them. It's obviously a bittul of the mitzvah. It's a bittul of the mitzvah saseh of bringing Bikurim. But at least as far as its Kedusha is concerned, Kechulin means that it's not Kadosh. It doesn't have the Kedushas Bikurim. So now the Gemara is going to go back to the discussion about the Mikra Bikurim and the Hanachas HaBikurim. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Bikurim Hanacha Ma'akeves Ben. The Hanacha of the Bikurim is Ma'akev. Placing it down in the Azara is Ma'akev. But Kriya Ein Ma'akeves Ben. Actually reading the Parsha, the Mikra Bikurim, that is not Ma'akev. So come on, which Tana is Rav Sheshes assuming like? Ki Hai Tana. So we say he's assuming like the following Tana. Detanya, we have a Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shlosh Dvar Mishum Shlosh Zekanim. Rabbi Yossi reported three different things in the name of three different Zekanim. And our Gemara is only going to mention one. So it sounds like a funny way to introduce something when you say, oh, he said three things. And then you only say one of the things that he said. So you have to realize that the Gemara over here is paraphrasing a Sifri. And the Sifri goes through all of them. So we start off like the Sifri, and we're going to mention one of the thing that's Nogaya for us. In the Sifri, the other two, are he says in the name of Rabbi Akiva that that's one of the, it's three different Zekanim that he says three things. So he says in the name of Rabbi Akiva that a Bechor Chutz La'aretz is Nechal B'mumo, that if you have a Bechor, a firstborn animal that's born in Chutz La'aretz, it's you wait till it develops a mum and then you eat it. It's not Karav on the Mizbeach. And he says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma, the second thing that he says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma, that even though a Bechor is more Chomer than Maaser Sheni, because there's a limited time that you're allowed to eat it, but nevertheless, the makom that you're allowed to eat bechor is the same as the makom that you're allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. That just like bechor is limited, you're only allowed to eat it inside of Yerushalayim, so to Maaser Sheni can only be eaten inside of Yerushalayim. And then the third thing he said, in the name of the third Zakein, is the following, that Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, you know, it says that Maaser Sheni in the Torah, it says they have to bring it to eat it in Yerushalayim, you have to eat it lifnei Hashem, so yachol yalo the Maaser Sheni bizman hazeh b'Yerushalayim yachlen. So you might think, okay, even Bizman Azel, let someone bring his Maaser Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim, no need to be poed to it, just do just like we did when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Vidinu. So says the Gemara, no, it can't be. So very often when the Gemara follows up a statement with the word Vidinu, most often the Gemara is about to support that statement. Over here it's somewhat unusual. The Gemara is going to say Vidinu, that's absolutely wrong, that there's no way that we could still, Bizman Azel, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, bring the Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim and eat it there just as normal Maaser Sheni. Vidinu, we can learn that it's Aser based on the following Mematzinu. Bechor to Navos Makom, there's a requirement to bring Bechor Dafka to Yerushalayim Umaaser Sheni to Navos Makom, and Maaser Sheni also there's a requirement to bring it Dafka to Yerushalayim. So Ma Bechor Eino Ela B'fnei Abayis, just like the din of Bechor is obviously only when the Beis HaMikdash is around, but it's not going to be when there's no Beis HaMikdash. How do I know that it's obviously when the Beis HaMikdash is around? So Rashi writes, because there are requirements of Matan Damim Ve'emurim L'gabe HaMizbeach. So obviously there's a requirement of Mizbeach. So just like Bechor, it's only B'fnei Abayis, Maaser also is only B'fnei Abayis, even though there's nothing about Alachas Maaser Sheni that would seem to demand the Beis HaMikdash. You just take the fruit and you bring it to Yerushalayim and you eat it anywhere in the old city of Yerushalayim. So Mal Bechor, so says the Gemara, nah, you can't necessarily compare to Bechor. Mal Bechor, Shekein you know, Bechor has a chumra that Maaser doesn't. So can you just make your own mematzinu from one to the other? Bechor has this extra requirement, the matan dam ve'murim legabim mizbeach. So says Gemara, bikurim yochichu. Well, bikurim don't have any requirement of matan dam ve'murim legabim mizbeach, and nevertheless, they're only eaten bifnei habayis. So therefore, maybe we can learn from a mematzinu from Bechor to Maaser Sheni. Says Gemara, yeah, but Bikurim has their own chumra. Mali Bikurim Shekeitun Hanacha. Bikurim has this absolute requirement of Hanacha. You don't have any din Hanacha by Maaser Sheni, so that's why we cannot learn a Mematzinu. So says Gemara, okay, in the absence of a Mematzinu, which is the easiest way to learn, just make a simple comparison on our own. We make a comparison between Halacha A and Halacha B. Says Gemara, but if the comparison doesn't work because it's incongruous, one of them is more chumra than the other, so we're stuck. So what do we do? So Tamalomar v'chalt l'fnei Hashem elokecha. We bring a pasuk that the pasuk says v'chalt l'fnei Hashem elokecha, and it goes on to say ma'asar degan chatzirosh kvitzrecha We see the pasuk itself specifically links Meiser to Bechar. Makish Meiser to Bechar. This is stronger than a Memetzinu. This is not us making a connection. This is the Torah making a connection. That the Torah links Meiser to Bechar. Ma Bechar Einu Ela Lefnei Abayis. That just like Bechar is only when there is based on Mikdashav, Meiser Einu Ela Lefnei Abayis. And you can't ask any kashas. Ah, but Bechar is not like Meiser. Yeah, but the Torah says they're the same in this regard. So if the Torah says they're the same, so therefore they're only Bifnei Abayis. Now, why did we quote all this? We wanted to bring the Raya about, not about Bechor, not about Maaser Sheni. We quoted this entire Brisa because we wanted to talk about Bikurim, that where do we find that the Hanacha is Ma'akev and the Kriya is not Ma'akev? Because, V'yemisa, if it were true that the Kriya were Ma'akev, when we were suggesting to learn from the Mematzinu, and we said, well, Bikurim Yochiach, Bikurim doesn't require anything of a Murim on the Mizbeach or anything like that. So we said, no, you can't learn from Bikurim because Bikurim has its own special din. And what's that? Hanacha. Well, what do you mean? If Bikurim has two special dinim, Hanacha and Kriya, we should have mentioned both. We should have mentioned the Kriya as well. V'emisa lifrach ma'al Bikurim shkentun Kriya v'Hanacha. If we're true that Kriya is ma'akev as well, then we probably should have mentioned that Bikurim requires both Kriya and Hanacha. The fact that we did not mention that it requires both Kriya and Hanacha tells me that maybe the Kriya is not ma'akev. So that's the basis for Rav Sheshes, that Bikurim, the Hanacha is ma'akev, but the Kriya is not Ma'akev. That Brisa that compares not Bikurim but compares Bechor to Ma'aser Sheni, and Bikurim was brought up parenthetically in that Brisa. So Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says Rav Sheshes, wait, even Lishitascha, it's unclear why Rabbi Shmuel does not mention Kriya in his Pircha, meaning there's nobody that holds that there's no such din as Kriya by Bikurim. That's Beferish in the Torah. The question is whether Kriya is Ma'akev. So if you want to point out something unique that Bikurim has that other halachos like Ma'aser Sheni does not have, you could still mention Kriya. Even if Kriya is not Ma'akev, it's still a unique halacha to Bikurim that doesn't apply to anything else. So it's not like you have now explained why Rabbi Shmuel only highlighted Hanacha and not Kriya. Oh, because Hanacha is Ma'akev, Kriya is not Ma'akev. Kriya is still deserving of being highlighted because it exists. It's a rule that applies to Bikurim, doesn't apply anywhere else. So I'm Rav Ashi, Nidi Kuvaleka. I understand that there's no ikuv of the Kriya, but mitzvah mileka? Isn't there a mitzvah of mikra Bikurim? Velema mitzvah velifroch. So it should still be a pircha. Say mali Bikurim that they have a mitzvah of both Kriya and Hanacha. The Gemara never explains what Rav Sheshes would answer to that. So some of the Achronim, the Sefer Kos Yeshuas, he says Rav Sheshes holds that the reason Rabbi Shmuel doesn't mention Kriya with the Hanacha is because if you mention Kriya and Hanacha in the same breath, you might think they have the same status. That just like if Hanacha is Ma'akev, Kriya is Ma'akev also. So in order to distinguish between Kriya and Hanacha, he doesn't need both. He just needs to show that Bikurim is a little different. So he's only going to mention one of the Halachos. So which one is he going to mention? The one that's actually Ma'akev. So that might be our Rav Sheshes response to it. Ella Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says you have to say that the base for Rabbi Shmuel not mentioning Kriya is not because it's not Ma'akev. It is Ma'akev, but Kivin de Ika Bikure Ager. No, the reason he doesn't mention Kriya is Kriya does not always apply. There's not always a mitzvah of Kriya. When a ger brings Bikurim, he doesn't do Kriya. Debay Lemeimar, Asher Nishval Hashem Lavaseinu. Part of the Mikra Bikurim is to say that Hashem had promised Eretz Yisrael. He talks about Eretz Yisrael, La Eretz Asher Nishval Hashem Lavaseinu, that he promised to our fathers. Lo Matziyamar, and a ger can't say the pasuk of Asher Nishval Hashem Lavaseinu because he is a ger. So Lo Psikolei, so since it's Lo Psikolei, since it's not an absolute that there's always going to be a Mikra Bikurim, that's the real reason that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't mention the Mikra Bikurim. Now it happens to be there are other cases also that you don't do Mikra Bikurim. For example, if someone was Mafresh Bikurim and then he sold his field, because you also mention your own land in the Parsha of Bikurim. If you don't have that land anymore, you already sold the field, so then you don't do the Mikra Bikurim. Or they became Tameh and you brought other fruits in its place. So these aren't the fruits that initially you took as the Bikurim. And there are all sorts of different situations. But we give the example of a ger, which is somewhat ironic because there's Yerushalmi, and the Poskim are not sure whether we should Poskim like this Yerushalmi or not, that holds that a ger is Mevi Vikore. Aye, what about Asher Nishba Hashem Lavaseinu, you swore to our forefathers? Well, Avram Avinu is Av Hamon Goyim. He is the father of all humanity. Yeah, he's one of the avos of the Jewish people, and Yitzchak and Yaakov are exclusively of the Jewish people, but Avram Avinu is Av Hamon Goyim. He's the father of all of humanity, and therefore maybe they can say Lavo Seinu. But be that as it may, that's what the Gemara said. Maybe we don't mention Mikra Bikurim, because Mikra Bikurim is not an absolute. Now, initially, when Rabbi Shmuel wanted to learn from a Memetzinu, the Meiser Sheni from Bechar, so he said, no, you can't learn straight from Bechar, because Bechar has certain chumras of Matan Dam Ve'murim L'Gabim Zbech. So we said, yeah, but Bikurim doesn't have those chumras. So because we said, no, but you can't learn from Bikurim either, because Bikurim has Hanacha. Normally, in a normal sugya, the very next step of the Gemara would be, okay, I can't learn Meiser Sheni straight from Bechar, because Bechar has dinim of Emurim and Damim L'Gabim Mizbech. I can't learn Meiser Sheni directly from Bikurim, because Bikurim has a din Hanacha. So the next step is always in the Gemara, let me learn from a tzad hashava of the two of them, from a combination of Bechar and Bikurim, I should derive the halacha of Meiser Sheni bizman hazeh. So, but the Gemara didn't do that. It just abandoned the whole enterprise of trying to learn from a Memetzinu and said, okay, it's a hekish, and just completely went instead with a hekish. Says Gemara, v'lahadr dina. What happened to the normal way sugyas hashas works, where you go from a tzad hashava? So v'teisi b'mah tzad. Why don't we just go back and forth and learn from a tzad hashava? Why is it that we immediately jump to learn from a hekish? The Ritva points out, well, a hekish is better. Better than a tzad hashava. When you learn from tzad hashava is an advanced form of memetzinu. Any kasha you have on a memetzinu destroys all memetzinu. A hekish in meshivin el hekish. If the Torah says a hekish, it's not us making up a connection. It's the Torah directly telling us the connection, and therefore any svara you have to be mechalik is not going to really be a chilik. So it is a better limu to learn from a hekish. But nevertheless, Ritva says we're just asking that this isn't the normal derech of the Gemara. That once you're already going down the path of Memetzinu, you have to exhaust that path. And then once you've exhausted that path, you can then say, oh, and by the way, we don't even need this Memetzinu, we have a Hekish. But you shouldn't like abort in mid-process. That's the issue over here. So says Gemara, no, we couldn't learn from Memetzinu. We can't learn from the Tzad HaShava because both Bikurim and Bechor at least have a Tzad Mizbech. There's something that relates to Mizbech by Bikurim and Bechor. There is nothing that relates to Mizbech when it comes to Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is inside the chomos of Yerushalayim, and that's it. There is no din that relates to Mizbech. So that's why we had to come on to the Hekish. So Micah Savar says the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yishmael hold with regard to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, where it's so obvious to him that a Bechor is not Noheg Bizman Hazeh, and yet he starts figuring out, what about Meiser Sheni? Is Meiser Sheni Noheg Bizman Hazeh or not? So what does he assume about the current status of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of the Mikdash? Ikasavar Kedusha Rishona, that the initial Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash Kadsha L'Shaita was Kadosh at its time, the Kadsha L'Slavo, and retains its Kedusha even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So by Meiser Sheni, where it says L'Fnei Hashem Elokecha, he's not sure Bizman Hazeh. We don't have a choma anymore. Would it still apply? Is that considered lefnei Hashem? Well, then afilu bechor nami. He should have an equal suffix about bechor as well. Bizman hazeh. And ikzav kedusha rishon kach l'shaita v'lo kach l'aslavo. And if you hold that the kedusha samigdash doesn't exist, once there was a korban, the kedusha samigdash is gone, and he's not sure about Meiser Sheni. Do we say, well, Meiser Sheni is not really a beis hamigdash din; it's only a Yerushalayim din. So I don't really care that there's no kedusha beis hamigdash with regard to the din of Meiser Sheni, or maybe no, it's not Lefnei Hashem anymore, because one of the din of Meiser Sheni has got to be, where does Yerushalayim's Kedusha come from? It emanates from Kedusha Samigdash, and if there's no Kedusha Samigdash, Mimele, you're not Lefnei Hashem when you bring the Meiser Sheni. So well then, Afilu Bechor Nami Tibayi, he should have had the same suffix by a Bechor, with there's no Chisaron of Zrikas, if you could somehow take care of the concern that you're not going to be able to do Zrikas Dam Ve'Murim Al Gabei Mizbeach, so then you should have the same suffix whether you're allowed to eat the basar of the Bechor. Well, that's not a minor concern. How do you take care of the concern that there's no Zrikas Dam and there's no Zrikas Dam Al Gabei Mizbeach, there's no Emurim Al Gabei Mizbeach? So the way to take care of that concern, Rashi points out, is that you're talking about a Bechor where they did the Hakrava when there was a Beis HaMikdash, then the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and they still had some of the meat left over. So that's what we're talking about. Whether the Achilas Basar, if you mamish happened, pumped on the, you know, right, got it right on the line, right when the Churban happened. So that's the issue. That's his, he should have the same suffix. So says the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Liolim Ksavar, Kachal L'Shaita V'lo Kachal L'Asalavo. What does he really hold? He really holds that it was Kachal L'Shaita, but not Kachal L'Asalavo. V'acha, over here, with the hekesh of Ma'aser Sheni to Bechar, we're speaking about a Bechar that had his Rikas Adam before the Korban, then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and now the Basar is still around. And obviously, it's not going to be eaten because Umakshinan Besaro Ledamo. It says by Bechar, the Pasuk says, as Damam Tizrok Ala Mizbeach, and then it says Uvesaram Yelach. So we darshan that. The two are connected. When there's a Zrika Saddam, then there's an Achilas Basar in the following sense. Ma damo b'mizbeach, af b'saro b'mizbeach. Just like it's only ra'ui for Zrika's dam when there is a Mizbeach. You cannot do Zrika's dam after the destruction of the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Shmuel is going to say the same is going to be true about the Achilas Basar. So Rabbi Shmuel wants to learn from Ma'aser Sheni, from Bechor and Bikurim with the Mametzinu, and the Pircha and that Limud is the Pircha and the Limud is the Tzad Mizbeach. Umakish Ma'aser LeBechor, and in the end he learns Ma'aser from a Hekesh from Bechor, because just like Bechor is Nachal only Bizman Abayis, so to Ma'aser is Nachal only Bizman Abayis. But the Tzad Hashaveh, the Mametzinu with the Tzad Hashaveh doesn't work out. So the Gemara says, well, how do we learn that Bechor, meaning how is it that Bechor, which is the idea that you can't eat the basar of a Bechor when there's no Beis HaMikdash, we learn that how? We just said from a Hekesh from Dam, right? And then we want to say, oh, and then there's a Hekesh that tells us that just like Bechor cannot be eaten when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so to Ma'aser Sheni cannot be eaten when there's no Beis HaMikdash. There is a rule in Kachim that Dafka by Kachim, it's a whole sugya in Misach Zvachim, but it's Dafka din by Kachim, it's not a din anywhere else. A lot of times you have different rules of how to darshan in different areas of Torah. Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega, the Gra points out, Dam L'Dam is Din Etum and Tara, is Yisr V'Heter, Din Ladin is Dine Mamunus, Negel Negel is Tum and Tahara. That's so when you have those three areas of halacha, they function with different rules. For example, the classic example is, what do you do in a suffek in any of those three areas? So suffek in Yisr V'Heter, Daraisa L'Chumra, Darabana L'Kula. What do you do with a suffek in Dine Mamunus? All of a sudden, it's not Daraisa L'Chumra, Darabana L'Kula. Suffek Dine Mamunus, Hamotzi Mechavera L'Faraya, Mamunu Mutl B'Suffek Cholkin. There are different rules for Dine Mamunus. And what do you do with Tum and Tahara? You have a situation of suffek in Tum and Tahara. So suffek in Tum and Tahara, suffek Tum and Bereshus HaRabim is Tahar, Bereshus Yachid is Tamei. Regardless, not related to Daraisa, Darabana, Bereshus Ram, Bereshus Yachid. Totally separate rules. So one of the unique rules that only apply to a certain area of Torah is the rule of how far a hekesh can go with regard to kachim. That by kachim you cannot take something, a din, that itself is derived from a hekesh, and then use it to teach another hekesh. So over here, what do? We learn from dam that just like dam of a bechor is only when there's a mizbeach, so too the basar is only when there's a mizbeach. That's a hekesh, because the Torah linked dam and basar. Now I'm going to say, oh, and just like the basar is only when there's a mizbeach, so too, I'm going to tell you Ma'aser Sheni is only when there's a Mizbeach. That's a second Hekesh. So how can you do that? So it says Gemara, V'chidavar alamin b'hekesh, chozer m'lamin b'hekesh. Can you take something in the area of Kachim that itself is derived from a Hekesh and go teach another Hekesh? So it says Gemara, Ma'aser Dagan chulinhu. What do you mean go teach in the area of Kachim? This isn't in the area of Kachim. What halacha are we trying to derive over here? We're trying to derive the halacha that Ma'aser Sheni is not knowing b'zman hazeh. Ma'aser Sheni is not Kachim. Ma'aser Sheni is Ma'aser Sheni. It's not Kachim. So it says Gemara, yeah, but everything up until that point was Kachim. I mean, we're learning Dam to Basar of Bechor. I mean, that's Kachim. And it was only that last step that's not Kachim. So what do you do when we have a rule in Kachim that you can't learn a double Hekesh? and the first Hekesh is Kachim, the second Hekesh is not Kachim. Do we follow that rule, or do we not have to follow that rule? So that's a machlokas. Ha-nich l'man yam rabasa lamad az ninan. If you say that you follow the lamad, so the rule of ena lamad, b'gzer shav chazer malamed, or that which is learned from Hekesh cannot be chazer malamed. So over here, the lamad is ma'aser sheni. The ultimate thing we're trying to learn to is ma'aser sheni. So I understand that you're able to use a double Hekesh. L'man yam rabasa malamed az ninan. But if you hold that it's whether it's considered in the category of kachim or not is not based on the lamad, but based on the milamed ma'ika lemeimar. Well, then how are you going to explain over here? Bechor is definitely kachim, and that's the milamed. So says damu basar chadam el sihi. The first one's not a hekesh; it's not a double hekesh because the connection between dam and basar, it's not considered a hekesh; it's considered a single entity. Dam and basar, it's all part of the bechor; it's all part of the same animal. So it's not a hekesh between dam and basar. From basar to ma'aser sheni, that's a hekesh. But it's only one hekesh, and that's why we're allowed to learn. Good. Kachay kachim. The Mishnah went on to say that if you eat kachay kachim outside of the Azara, Yerchayiv Malkus kachim kalim and Maiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim Yerchayiv Malkus. So we're going to focus on specifically the Maiser Sheni thing. The Maiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim Yerchayiv Malkus. So says Mar Tanina Chadazimna. It's amazing. With the first two Mishnayos of this parak list things that Yerchayiv Malkus for. There are so many dozens of things that Yerchayiv Malkus for. These lists are not exhaustive. And yet, somehow we had time to include Ma'aser Sheni twice. I don't know if we even noticed it. Daf Yud Gimel, we mentioned Ma'aser Sheni, and then again, we mentioned Ma'aser Sheni in the second Mishnah. Why are we mentioning Ma'aser Sheni twice? So says Martinina, Chad HaZimna, we already had on Daf Yud Gimel, Ma'aser Sheni Ve'Hekdesh, Shalom Niftu, that already said if you eat Ma'aser Sheni without Pidyon, outside of Yerushalayim, you're going to get Malkus. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. No, these are two separate halachas of Ma'aser Sheni. Seifa b'Ma'aser Sheni Tohar v'Gavra Tohar d'Ka'achil Chutz L'Choma. The second of the two Mishnayos is about a Tohar person eating Tohar Ma'aser Sheni simply in the wrong place. He's eating it outside of Yerushalayim. Reisha b'Ma'aser Sheni Tamei v'Gavra Tamei v'Kachalei b'Yerushalayim. The Reisha is teaching me another Chiddush that even if you're eating your Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, but you are Tamei, the Ma'aser Sheni is Tamei, then there's an Issur for which you get Malkus eating it in Yerushalayim. Pashtus is, it means even if you eat it in Yerushalayim. Kal v'chomer if you eat it outside of Yerushalayim. And that's what the Ritva seems to assume. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni says, no, the Malkus min HaTorah is only if you eat it b'tumah in Yerushalayim, not if you eat a betumah outside of Yerushalayim, which is interesting. Meaning, if you eat outside Yerushalayim, it's not malchus; it would certainly be aser, but it wouldn't be a chi of malchus. So anyway, that's why we need two halachos about ma'aser, two malchios for ma'aser sheni. These are two separate halachos. So minalan the mechayev le mishum tumah. Where do we ever find that there's a chi of eating ma'aser sheni betumah that you chayev malchus if you eat ma'aser sheni betumah? The Tanya we have a brayso that says as follows: Rabbi Shimon Omer says by the vidui ma'aser sheni. Lo bi arti mimenu bitame, that when the person says the vidur, he's saying, I did not eat this meiser when I was bituma. So it means any type of tuma. Bein shani tame vuhu tahar. It means whether I was tame and the meiser itself was tahar. Bein shani tahar vuhu tame. Or whether I was tahar and the meiser was tame. So you see, from the vidur, you see that you're not allowed to do it, because otherwise there wouldn't be much of a vidur to say, oh, by the way, I didn't do this terrible thing of eating the meiser bituma. No, obviously it's aser to eat the meiser bituma, regardless of what's tame, whether it's the meister that's tame or whether it's the person that's tame. Vehechon musar, where do we find an ashara, nati alachila, nati ilipetuma? So any yodea? So that we don't know. We don't know. We know where in the Torah it says an ashara. We see that there's the vidui. It tells us that after the fact that you have to say vidui, but it's not like any other lav, because it's only sipur dvarim that the person is saying in his vidui. So before we quote the end of the brisa, the Gemara is gonna wonder about the brisa looking for a makar for the lav of achilas tuma. Gemara says, what? Tumas haguf behed yiksev. It's a pasuk in chumash. What are you talking about? It says beferish nefesh shatigabo v'tama ad erev lo yochal min hakotchim. And it says kiim rachas b'sar b'mayim, unless he goes to the mikvah first. And that's talking about achilas ma'aser sheni, that if a person is tovel in a mikvah, so right away he could eat repeat the Maaser Sheni. That's how we know that it's talking about Maaser Sheni, because by Truma, that's not the halacha. Truma, you go to the mikvah, then you still need to wait for Arav Shemesh. Kachim, you'd have to wait till Kapara the next day, till Karban the next day. So we know that it's talking about Maaser Sheni, because we see that Rachatz Pesaro, and that's it. That's all you need to eat the Maaser Sheni. So what kind of question? Where do we find that there's an Isser to eat Maaser Sheni B'tum? It's Beferish in the Torah. Ella Tumas Atzmo Minayin. No. The question that we're asking is, how do I know that if you're Tahar and the Maaser Sheni is Tamei, that there's an Isser? Where's that Isser in the Torah? So the Chassid, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha Ulahalanu Omer, and it says by Bechor Balmum, Bisharecha Tochlenu Hatamei Vahatahar Yachtav, is the end of the Pasuk, that you eat it, Bisharecha, the Tamei and the Tahar. The Tani Debe Rabbi Shmuel, and Debe Rabbi Shmuel taught, when it says, Atamei Vatar Yachtav, Afilu Tamei Vatar Ochlen Bekara Achas Vein Choshin. A Tamei and a Tahar person could eat it on the same plate, and you don't have to worry that there's any sort of Isser. It's totally mutter, even though the Bechor Balmum is Asr Begizav Avoda. Nevertheless, it's not Asr to eat a Petumah. And what does it mean, not Asr to eat a Petumah? Not Asr to eat it when you're Tamei, and not Asr to eat it when it's Tamei, because we see that they're allowed to eat it on the same plate together. So obviously the Torah person is eating Tamei food, because the Tamei person keeps touching the food. And the Pasuk says, Heich Tamei Deshari Lach Kabetar Hasam Hachalotechel. The Tumah that I allowed you over there by a Bechor Balmum, over here you're not allowed to do. That's the Asara for Maaser Sheni. That specifically by a Bechor Balmum, we highlight that it's problematic. So by Maaser Sheni, it's not problematic. So that's the Asara of eating Maaser Sheni, Betumas Aguf, and Betumas, as well as Betumas Atzmo. So this raises the question that once there's an Asara to eat it Betumas Atzmo, meaning when the food itself is Tameh, why do I need an Asara of eating it Betumas Aguf? Meaning, if I'm Tamei, by definition, the food is going to become Tamei. So once you already tell me that I can't eat it when the food is Tamei, so obviously I can't eat it while I'm Tamei, because if I'm Tamei, I'm going to be Metamei the food. So Tos says, now you can come up with an Ukimta, where the food is not going to become Tamei, even though the person eating it is Tamei. Someone else takes the food on a giant stick, and you open up your mouth, and he sticks it straight down your throat. So it never touches you till it's Bibalua. Remember we were discussing yesterday, Balua, there's no Tumma Bibalua. There's no chatzitza bibla, so it's totally down your throat, and that's how you're eating it. And somehow that's derech achila also, and everything else. So you can come up with such a hechitimtza. Okay, so we said previously that there are two times that the Mishnayos tell us chiv malchus for maaser sheni. One is maaser sheni tamei that's eaten in Yerushalayim, and the other is eating maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Uminalan debar pediyahu. How do I know that maaser sheni that's tamei can be nifta, that you can redeem it for money? Even if it was brought into Yerushalayim, Damar Rav Lozer Minayin the Maaser Sheni Shenit Bashpodin Nosa Afilu BYerushalayim. How do I know the Maaser Sheni that was Tamei can even be poda in Yerushalayim? Tamalomer Kilo Suchal Seeso Vein Seis Ela Achila. Seis means Achila. Shnei Ravisa Masos Meis Panav. So it turns out that we darsh on the pasuk that if you're not able to Seeso, meaning to eat it, why can't you eat it? Because it's Tamei, even though it's in Yerushalayim, or it's Tar and it's outside of Yerushalayim. Then you can be podit. So you see that if it's Tameh, even if it's in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be podit. Says more, but I already need that pasuk for something else. Amar Rav Bibi, Amar Rav Asi, minayin lemaaser sheni tar shepodin also afilu bepsia achas chutz lechoma. How do I know that if you have maaser sheni tahar and it's one step out of Yerushalayim, you're still allowed to be podit, even though it's so close? Shneimar ki lo suchal say so, because the pasuk says lo suchal say so, and then you're podit. That the pidyon is not totally on your ability to easily bring it to Yerushalayim, it's totally on whether it's currently in Yerushalayim. So says Marahami by Lech Rabbi Lazar. But wait, how can I use the same pasuk to teach me both dinim? Both the din that you're allowed to be poda maaser sheni tamei in Yerushalayim, and that you're allowed to be poda maaser sheni tar one step outside of Yerushalayim. If it was only coming to teach me about Maaser Sheni Tamei in Yerushalayim, it should have just said L'suchal L'ochlo. Why use such a strange word, Se'eso, in place of the word Achilo, which is how we normally say eating? So says Mar, okay, vei makula lahach yudasa. But maybe that's the whole din. That's all it's teaching me is about in Yerushalayim. Same kain le makra. No, if it was only teaching me about Maaser Sheni, I'm sorry, maybe it was only teaching me about Maaser Sheni one step outside of Yerushalayim. No, if it was only teaching me to be part of Maaser Sheni, that's one step out of Yerushalayim, le makra lo suchal litlo. Let it say that you can't take it. Maisa Eso, why the Lashon of Se'es? Because it wants to use a word that means Achila also. So Shema Minatarti, so that it could teach both Dinim. Whether it's that you have not yet carried it into Yerushalayim, or that you have carried it into Yerushalayim, but you're unable to eat it because it's Tamei, in either event, you're allowed to be Poda it. Yasr Rav Chinin Rav Hoshev HaKami Bailu Apiskud Yerushalayim Mahu. They raise the following Shaila. It's unclear exactly whether there's two girsos in the Gemara over here. Is it that they raised the shaila when the Maaser Sheni is apiskud Yerushalayim? What's the din? What's the halacha? Or, no, that's going to be very evident to us in the following lines, what the halacha is. No, they happen to have been sitting, ironically, apiskud Yerushalayim. While they're sitting apiskud Yerushalayim, they start thinking about, you know, the way Talmidei Chacham operate is as they're looking around and they see things happen, they see halacha everywhere. So they're right by the Pesach of Yerushalayim, they start thinking about halachos that are nogea to the Pesach of Yerushalayim. So that's going to get their minds thinking about, what if you have Maaser Sheni that's right there? You know, it's half in, it's half out, someone's holding it on a stick, the guy's in, it's a... So that's the upcoming sugya that we're about to discuss. So it's either they asked about Maaser Sheni that's on the Pesach of Yerushalayim, or no, they weren't asking about that. They were there, and therefore they started asking about all of the cases that we're about to have. So Be'ez Hashem, we're a little bit behind, but Be'ez Hashem will pick up with that tomorrow.